many people in the area might know of Women Ho's Moving Image. I think it's really important to try and explain a lot more of the work which this group does and to help to publicise some of the future films they've got coming up. So I'm in expert hands. I've been joined by Moira, who is one of the volunteers who is heavily involved and carries out an awful lot of work for Women Ho Moving Image. So Moira, hello, thank you for coming along.
Hi Jason.
So maybe a good starting point, Moira, should we just explain a bit more about Moving Image, the background, how you were formed and where the organisation is at the moment?
Okay, well, originally we were called Real Appeal because we were trying to actually raise money to convert the St John's Ambulance Hall in Wivenhoe into a what we were going to call a real cinema, but that just proved far too expensive because the building would need to be more or less rebuilt to make it fit for a cinema. It could be used for other things, but a cinema has a particular need. So we quickly decided that what we really wanted was to show film, because that's what we were all about. And we looked at all the venues in Wivenhoe that might conceivably be suitable, and the only one that was possible that was available, because we wanted to show films on a regular basis, was Philip Road Centre. And we've been extremely fortunate in being able to be located there. We started in October 2010, so we've been going quite a while now. And we've really, from a very basic start, have turned it into quite a slick operation, I think, without sounding too sort of complacent about it. And we show films now most Saturday nights and occasional Sunday afternoons for families.
I think it's worth emphasising, this is not at all in competition with somewhere like the Odeon in Colchester. There's not a lot really of cinematic opportunities for people here in the area. So if you want to go and see the latest blockbuster Spider-Man film, that's not quite what Moving Image is putting across. But you are very, very professional. I think it is worth mentioning about when you walk into the Philip Road Centre. So some of the work that's been carried out, or some of the resources that you have to make it suitable for screening a film.
Yes, well, since we started, one of the biggest challenges was the acoustics, which, because it's a very large, basically empty hall, have to be severely, we had to modify it a lot, and we found that we had a lot of expert advice. Many local experts were very kind enough to give us their help voluntarily, but we even, for some proper sound engineers found our hall very challenging. But hanging thick theatrical curtain has been the major solution, and by hanging this really vast heavy theatrical curtaining behind where we have the screen and down the sides of the hall has made a big difference to the acoustics, as well as providing better blackout.
So that's the basic idea, and we're going to hopefully have on quite a regular basis these catch-ups with Moira or other folk from Moving Image, just to really look back as to what films have been shown over the past month, and also to look forward and to get more people in the area supporting and enjoying independent films that are being seen here in either Wivenhoe or Colchester. So since October 2010, I think I'm right in saying, Moira, there's been over 70 or so films that you've put on.
It was 70 up till last autumn, and we've been showing, I've lost track exactly how many, but we must be approaching 100 actually. As I said, most Saturday nights, although we take a break over the holiday, when it's Christmas or in the summer. We also had to have a break the last couple of weeks because the dance school based at Philip Road have priority for using the hall for exams, but we're back now and going straight through to Easter. And we've been very, very pleased with audiences since Christmas. We've had good attendances, which is obviously what matters, because unless we have sufficient people, we can't pay our way.
So it's that fine balance, really, of putting together a programme that is offering something a bit different from the Odeon, but also is not going to have just one art house freak sitting there watching some Hungarian translation film. So that must be a very delicate balance to put together. How do you actually program these films?
Well, we've tried over the... I mean, we've been going over 2 years, approaching 2 years now, and we've tried lots of different approaches and different films, but we realise that we do have to have, you know, avoid the Hungarian film, as it were, that you referred to. We do want to show foreign language films, art house films, but we need to sort of mix that in. And it just depends what's been available, what comes available, because although some of the films that we have had recently and are having in the next month have all been on at the Odeon, perhaps only for a week, and we do find an awful lot of people are very alienated from the Odeon, and don't want, whether it's a question of not travelling into Colchester or just don't like the environment.
Or cost.
So something like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which we've just had and had a record audience. I mean, obviously lots of people saw that in Colchester, but we knew that we'd get a good audience, and we were right. But then again, we had a few weeks ago, we had a very unusual film called Black Pond, which in fact didn't get a general release. We picked it up. It was well reviewed, reviewed as being worthwhile, British innovative film. But when we realised that it wasn't getting a release, one of our key members, Michael Padmore, who does the film bookings, actually wrote to the director and inquired whether it might be something that we could have. And the director was obviously delighted to get interest, but he was getting interest from quite a number of places. But he had a look at our website and thought it looked fairly worthwhile. So he did indeed let us have a copy of the film to show. And I think we got a reasonable audience then. I think you were there, Jason, weren't you?
I was. It was the kind of film that it would have passed me by. It wouldn't have been shown at the Odeon. I probably wouldn't have seen it if it actually appeared somewhere like on Film on 4 at 3 in the morning. And for the small price that I paid, which we can mention later, I'm really pleased that I went along. It wasn't my favourite film ever, but it was something very, very different, which you really can't see anywhere else in the area. So that's a couple of films you mentioned very recently. So Black Pond and Tinker Tailor. What else has been shown more in the past sort of 2 or 3 weeks?
We had The Skin I Live In, which is a more art house film, Spanish director Pedro Almodovar, and that was a sort of mixture of science fiction, thriller, a very unusual take, really, but starring Antonio Banderas, who's a popular actor. But I think it also attracted quite a number of people interested in Spanish film. I mean, it was in Spanish with English subtitles, and it was, it went down well.
And there's also one day which I did also go along to. I'm not very well read, so I wasn't aware of the book. I tend to read things such as endless Brian Clough biographies. That's my reading matter. So, but people were aware of this book and also the film, and that again got a very considerable audience. And I was sitting there with my Brian Clough fixations in my head. I'm not ashamed to say I got a bit tearful. That was really quite an emotional evening. That was a pretty romantic and tearful film.
Yes it was. I think although you hadn't read it, and a lot of people had read it, it was a very, very popular book, and in particular locally it was one of the books that the Wivenhoe Bookshop reading group had last year. So I think that that's a tie-in that always seems to work, and we've got that coming up again at the end of the month when we're having Wuthering Heights. Sorry, end of next month we're having Wuthering Heights, and that's the reading group book this month. So that's that's a sort of useful extra link.
Okay, so perhaps that's a good opportunity, Maury, to maybe go through some of the films that are coming up as we thumb through our notes over the next few weeks at Moving Image. So we've explained a bit more about where the location is. So it's in Wivenhoe. Anyone from Colchester and the wider area, more than welcome to come along. It's the Philip Road Centre. I guess if you type Philip Road Centre Wivenhoe into Google, you'll see right where it is. So some of the films...
I mean, the easiest way to describe it is head for the railway bridge and turn left immediately before the railway bridge, walk down the little lane and you'll find it.
And you'll see bright lights as
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, there's some specially commissioned moving image bright lights, which I think almost are on par with those Odeon lights.
Slightly more tasteful.
Yes, and also with a DIY ethos as well. So... coming up, please, Moira, over the next few weeks.
Well, this coming Saturday, we've got Drive, which perhaps people may have... If people watch the BAFTAs on television recently, they will have seen extracts of that film. That's Ryan Gosling. I mean, it's not going to be to everyone's taste. It's a heist movie with... You know, I won't hide the fact that it's got violence in it, but as I said in my review on the website, it's not gratuitous violence.
It goes it all right.
It goes with the story. You know, if you enjoy a film about you know, sort of Los Angeles, Californian gangsters, then you know you're going to get a bit of that sort of thing. But it's very fast moving, and the driving aspect. Ryan Gosling plays a Hollywood stunt driver who has a sideline in criminal activity, and so the driving is not sort of conventional car chase. It's thrilling.
I've also been told it's got a fairly decent soundtrack. I've not explored as to what it is, but some of the comments I've seen, it's worth seeing for the music alone.
Yeah. But the week after, we're back to A Link with Novels, because we've got the We Need to Talk About Kevin movie, which again, I think quite a lot of people read the book and found the book incredibly moving, quite painful actually. It's a superb performance from Tilda Swinton. It's a sort of film where it's told in flashback a great deal, and you don't know what's going to, you know, be the final point until quite some way into the film. And I'm certainly not going to spoil it for anybody, but it's very powerful and you know, certainly one to get your teeth into. The week after that, Melancholia is a much more less well-known film. It's what you call an art house movie, I suppose, but it's very accessible. Danish director Lars von Trier, who's made some fairly controversial films in the past, but this is a perhaps feels more mainstream. It's got regular stars in Kirsten Dunst, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Kiefer Sutherland. But it's set in an unknown future where there's a planet, a rogue planet, is going to collide with the Earth. And this seems almost certain, so the people know that the Earth will be wiped out. And it's about a wedding that's taking place very close to the end of the world. It's not science fiction in a sort of alien type way, but it's beautifully photographed. I mean, that's one of the most wonderful things about it, the photography and the setting. So although people might not be familiar with, know anything about it, it's one I'd recommend personally.
It'll be a big challenge for those Philip Rowe blackout curtains, but I'm sure we'll stand up to the test.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I've been there midsummer and it's felt like the middle of winter, not through the coldness but just through the darkness which you somehow managed to conjure up. Okay.
After that, we've got The Ides of March, which is a political thriller starring and directed by George Clooney. About a presidential election, it had again was well received. George Clooney, of course, is always acts very well. And
I thought you were going to say always gets the ladies coming in.
Well,
that's very diplomatic way of putting
side
it.
Side issue, but
and some of the gentlemen as well.
I think so. Yes. I haven't seen that one, so I can't talk too much about it. I'm sure people will enjoy it. The one after I have seen, My Week with Marilyn, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. It's again, people probably saw, have seen about that on television programmes. It's based on a true story, a true diary, written by a guy called Simon Clark, who was actually son of Kenneth Clark, so fairly sort of aristocratic... certain sort of background. But he was trying to make his way in the British film industry and managed through family connections to wangle a job working alongside Laurence Olivier in a very junior role. While they were making the film The Prince and the Showgirl, which was Laurence Olivier and Marilyn Monroe. And just by serendipitous events, this young guy ended up getting to know Marilyn very well. I mean, they didn't. It wasn't a sexual affair, but it was very close, and it throws very interesting light on you know what we know and think about Marilyn Monroe, and the performances for Michelle Williams as Marilyn and Laurence Olivier, Kenneth Branagh as Laurence Olivier, you know, something marvellous.
And then the final film in this current season
is Wuthering Heights, but this is not the classic Wuthering Heights. This is the new controversial version that came out a bit earlier this year, which I mean, the controversial thing is the fact that Heathcliff is played by a black actor, and that was purists were horrified, but there is a lot in the book to suggest that in fact the character was black, or you know, there's no reason of gypsy origin, and so there's no reason for that not to have been the interpretation.
So if I can just run through some of those dates, if that's okay, Laura.
Yeah.
So we've spoken about those, and so we've got this Saturday, the 25th of February is Drive, 3rd of March we need to talk about Kevin, the 10th of March Melancholia, have I said that right? Yes. The 17th of March The Ides of March, I Beware the Ides of March, the 24th of March My Week with Marilyn, and then Wuthering Heights on the 31st, and of course all of that information is going to be on the Moving Image website, which is as easy as movingimage.org.uk. And you're very, as a group, active, I think, online. So we can also mention Twitter. It's with Moving Image. You can follow Moving Image and lots of updates as to what's coming up. And, of course, Facebook. So just go to Facebook and type in Moving Image and you'll find more details.
Can I just... I've just remembered that I need to mention... We've just added in an additional film, which hasn't made it onto any of the lists yet, but we're doing a family film show. We were waiting till a family film came along which we thought would be suitable for our audience, as it were, and we are now having one on the 25th of March, the Sunday afternoon, which is the latest Puss in Boots animation. So hopefully lots of kids will enjoy coming along to that with their parents.
Yeah, so we've mentioned really about these Saturday night showings at the Philip Road Centre. Maybe in future recordings we can explore a lot more, but the group does do other events aside from these Saturday evenings. So there are these occasional Sunday afternoon matinees. There were some films that were themed around the Wivenhoe Mayfair. And yeah, plans, I guess, for other things likewise. So it's not just at the Philip Road Centre, wonderful though it is. I guess a final thing really, Moira, is to mention prices. We're not at all ducking the issue because this is incredibly competitively priced, but I think just as a final thought, yeah, if you mentioned about membership and what it might cost to come along.
Well, we do operate a membership scheme, and membership is £10 for the full year, so it goes through now till December. Members pay £4.50 for a regular showing, and non-members pay £6. Children pay £2.50, and students with a student card pay £2.50. So, as you say, it's pretty competitively priced.
And that can all be sorted out if you turn up, and I'd advise getting there rather early. So if these films start at 8 o'clock, you know, get there within good time at 7:45. And
then you've got time to enjoy one of the delicious... organic Suffolk ice cream as well.
Yeah, well, all local stuff. And there's, yeah. I think, just some of the detail that goes into transforming an old school building into a pop-up cinema. So there is a kiosk where you can buy your tickets from. It's a very, very enjoyable experience.
Just one last thing on the films, and that is, I know it's a film that lots of people are talking about. We are going to show The Artist, which, you know, is going to sort of wipe the board at the Oscars, we believe. The earliest we can get it is the beginning of May, but we'll show it just as soon as we can.
And I must try and work in here at some stage. I will behind the scenes and sort of pull away and get The Damned United, the Brian Clough film, to appear. If not that, then Purple Rain is going to appear at Moving Image, hopefully. Well, Moira, we've covered lots of ground. As I mentioned, this is perhaps the first of these recordings. We hope to do these on a regular basis, perhaps each month, find out what films have been popular and more important, to look ahead to future weeks at Moving Image. So it's in Wivenhoe, open to anybody really in the wider Colchester area. And yeah, it's really good to be supporting, I think, independent cinema here. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jason.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.